A couple of weeks ago, a group of actors came to Capitol Hill to put on a show.
Once I had a good job, decent pay. Future looked pretty fine. Suddenly, I find myself today on the unemployment line.
The Jobless Chronicles was sponsored by Actors Equity, the union of professional stage actors and stage managers. The purpose was to call attention to what Actors Equity considers a disturbing trend in their industry, the proliferation of touring productions that use non-union actors. Jeff London has the story.
On a chilly Sunday in January, a sold-out crowd of theatergoers emerged from the Philadelphia Academy of Music after having seen a matinee performance of Oliver.
Oh, I loved it. It was wonderful.
Were you aware that the actors in this production are non-union?
No, I wasn't.
How does this compare to other productions that you've seen here at the Academy, other
professionals? Oh, I thought it was as good as anything you'd see in New York.
These words bring a chill to Alan Eisenberg, executive director of Actors Equity, who thinks audiences are being hoodwinked by false advertising to see productions with unseasoned non-equity casts.
It's called a Broadway series or direct from Broadway, and the price is the same for the non-equity shows. The public is not in any way advised or informed that there may be a difference in skill level, and I think the public's being fooled and hornswoggled.
You got to pick a pocket or two. Boys, oh, ah, you've got to pick a pocket or two.
Desmond Ryan is a drama critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He gave Oliver thumbs down, but says the audience was enthusiastic.
I thought the level of the adult acting was demonstrably and appreciably below the normal level you would expect. My view, and I wrote a fairly politely negative review, is that people don't seem to notice that much, and that's why there's a problem for Equity.
For the commercial theater industry, the road is a lucrative venture. Tours of big Broadway musicals and plays bring in over $1 billion a year, says Jed Bernstein, president of the League of American Theaters and Producers.
The road represents about two-thirds of overall gross revenues and almost two-thirds of total attendance.
Until recently, there was an unwritten tier system for road shows. Big cities like Chicago, Los Angeles, and Philadelphia got first-class national tours with high production values and union actors and musicians. After the larger markets were served, the shows were then licensed to non-equity producers, who put together what are called bus and truck companies, tours designed to travel light and play single performances or weekends in smaller cities. Ken Gentry runs Networks Presentations, one of those companies that serve smaller markets.
And it's just as important in Tyler, Texas, to have a Broadway series as it is in Los Angeles.
But Gentry and some of his colleagues are now gearing their tours to play in Los Angeles and other major cities. Actors Equity estimates that 40% of the shows on the road are now non-union. And with this change, there's been a precipitous drop in the employment of its members. 8 years ago, Equity actors logged 44,000 work weeks on the road. Last year, it was less than half that. Jed Bernstein of the League of American Theaters and Producers feels that Equity's current contract isn't flexible enough to reflect the changing economics of the road. So he's not surprised that non-union companies, who aren't governed by either the League or Equity, have come to fill in the gap.
It isn't that Broadway producers woke up one morning and said, how can we get Equity out of touring? You know? What happened was that more and more frequently, Broadway producers, in trying to put together budgets and capitalize tours, were unable to do so because rates all across the board were increasing faster than revenue could increase.
While Gentry's company is not bound by an agreement with Equity, he still approached the union to see if they'd modify their touring contract for Oliver.
We talked about Oliver with Equity for a long time and many efforts, and it just didn't work out.
I'm reviewing the situation. I'm a bad in, I shall stay.
Gentry's production of Oliver tours with 7 truckloads of scenery and 90 people, including actors, musicians, and stagehands, as well as parents and teachers for its large cast of children. With so many fixed costs, Gentry says the only way for Oliver to turn a profit was to play in large venues with non-union actors.
I mean, trucks cost what trucks cost. You know, lights cost what lights cost. And the salaries are different. But that's about it.
The current equity contract pays actors a minimum of $1,354 a week, with health insurance contributions, a pension plan, and a per diem of $110. In contrast, Equity's Alan Eisenberg says non-union actors are getting a very different deal.
The minimum salary is in the neighborhood of $400 or $450 a week. No pension payment. There is a health benefit, but it is so onerous in terms of what the deductible is, which might be $2,000 or $3,000. Basically, it's worthless.
Oh, no, that I'd go anywhere for your smile. Anywhere for your smile. Everywhere I'd see.
The presenters of Broadway series in big cities say they're caught in the crossfire. Mervon Mehta is vice president of programming for the Kimmel Center in Philadelphia, which presented Oliver.
The decisions we make are never based on, oh, let's take that show because it's non-equity, it'll be cheaper. Or let's take this show because it's equity and it'll be better. We see all the shows and we pick shows that we think will do well in the market and are of artistic standard. And whether they're equity or non-equity is really for the producers of the show and for Equity to fight out.
And it looks like a major fight is brewing. Equity's contract with the League of American Theaters and Producers is up at the end of June, and the question of non-equity tours is going to be a central negotiating point. Already, there's been some action on this issue. Equity recently filed unfair labor practices charges with the National Labor Relations Board against three producers, claiming those producers have financial ties to non-union companies and are violating their current contracts. And SSDC, the Union of Directors and Choreographers, has joined the fight, organizing a boycott of a non-union company, forcing them to shelve an upcoming tour of Disney's Aida. Still, Equity's executive director, Alan Eisenberg, says he's cautiously optimistic.
These are seminal negotiations, we think, for both sides and for the industry. We want this to work out productively for both sides. But we are also prepared to take other action if we can't make a reasonable deal.
Which means that this summer, at the height of the tourist season, there could be an actor's strike on Broadway and across the country. In the meantime, Oliver, which is currently playing at the Fox Theater in St. Louis, will keep right on touring. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.